This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, taste tequila.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Monday morning, we're off to
Happy Monday.
Start. Oh, it's so great.
It is great.
It's going to be a great one.
Yeah, I can tell. It's already good. It's nice. It's
nice knowing what you us. Do. We yeah. figured out Sarah's a lying liar, but mm-hmm. other than that, yeah. I mean, right. it's all good.
I won't deny it.
We apologize, Cloverdale. You've been had.
You haven't been had. Cloverdale, listen, you're a darling little town. I love Cloverdale. I've been several times. It's just that's not where I was going. I didn't want everyone to know where I was going.
Used
so what
boost.
If I did buy a big piece of land? I don't know what, want anyone to know where it is. You know? What the now? Text. I gotta build a fence to protect from my stalkers.
The text say, "Vinny, shut up. This is the time change we need."
I promise you though, if it's 8:22 in the morning and the sun is just coming up, you're not gonna be psyched. It's mm-hmm. it will be.
No, I just told you I'm not psyched. I mean, yeah. I know you're talking to the other peoples, but right. yeah, it is not good.
No.
Not psyched. I did
worry,
get home,
get
and it was yes. sun out, though, yesterday from after House of Brian. It was still nice
wow.
and light out.
Wow. What time was your reservation?
5. So that was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So what did it take you, like an hour to get through the whole meal there?
Yeah, ish. We had drinks.
They really rush you right through, huh?
Yeah, it was
because you can really take your time and linger there. Like, we've
yeah,
spent,
it's very easy
we've had
2-hour
meals there easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm kind of impatient for that. You know how you always hear about, like, people go to Italy or France or, you know, wherever, European, they don't even eat until 10 p.m. and then they're there for 4 hours and I just feel like I just want to eat and then move on to whatever the next thing is.
Not if you're over there, though, maybe. If you're on vacation.
Maybe not. Maybe I'd get mm-hmm. used to it or something.
I did that a bunch in Italy. 3 or 4 hours each meal.
Because the thing to me is, like, there's going to be something, but that is the thing for them. They're
experiencing the culture.
It's the whole right.
Mm-hmm. It's all part of it.
Get sick of sitting in the same place for a long time. Okay, good morning, you guys. It's time for trash. I'm going to start with something kind of serious, actually. Just you know, because I think it needs to be talked about. So the trash is brought to you by Scott Capurro. If you want to go to a live show, he's doing those.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets to see Scott Capurro this Saturday at Real and Brandon Sonoma. Go to scottcapurro.com and get more information.
And the information is also up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, that's handy.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. And this is not new news, and after the shootings in Georgia last week, I think we're all starting to become more and more aware of this. There is some Asian hate crime that has, since the beginning of the pandemic, specifically when everything was it started in China, and but it, you know, these things can start wherever, and who knows what it is. I don't think you need to hate on Asian people personally. I feel like it started and we're dealing. I'm not blaming anyone, really. Well, I am blaming one guy. 150% increase in Asian hate crime just here in America. So there are rallies all over the place, and Sandra Oh made a surprise appearance speech at Stop Asian Hate Rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, not our Pittsburgh here, talking about how proud she is to be Asian. And she says, for many of us in our community, this is the first time we are even able to voice our fear and our anger, and I'm really so grateful for everyone willing to listen. didn't even know that it was a problem because I'm not Asian. So I think it's important that it gets talked about. And Bryn, if you, mm-hmm. you want to say your piece on this.
It's actually very difficult for me to comprehend or even understand what's happening. And, at first when I see these hate crimes, they seem like random and I'm not sure if it's targeted or even racial. But I'm just seeing them more and more. And I didn't bring it up, but funny, yesterday at House of Prime, this is a white couple, 60-year-old people, came up to me, 60-ish, this is what I assume. And this guy comes up and says, hey, guys, to my group of people, me and my friends, and says, hey, I'm so sorry about what's happening to your community. And that was the first time that's ever happened to me. And I was like, whoa, this is like, and this is my first time out. So maybe I'm just oblivious because I'm always home with my daughter in this little tiny little bubble of mine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is getting really serious. And my sister, who's kind of she works for the Human Resources Department. So she's always sending.
Of San Francisco.
Yeah, of San Francisco. She's always sending links to things like this happened, this happened, this happened. But I guess I'm just naive or ignorant where I'm like, a lot of crimes are happening. I'm not sure if I'm just seeing these and this is just, and I'm definitely sensitive to it. I just don't know the stats on if it's actually being targeted towards, and it does seem that way now. I'm seeing more and more stories and articles and worse videos of this stuff. It's crazy.
You're saying, though, because you're home in your bubble, you feel like you haven't experienced it firsthand, but mm-hmm. there you are in the city, and here's someone who's coming up and acknowledging
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yesterday night. Yeah. And I'm thankful for that, though.
Kate Scott, who works at our sister station, The Game, is an old intern of ours. She put up a really, if you have a second, go look at it. She put up a really interesting post, sort of a repost, where basically she walked through sort of the emotions that are running through your community at this mm-hmm. time. I think you'd like it. If you have a second,
absolutely.
Take a look at it.
Yeah.
But it says, as an Asian American, I feel hunted, afraid, angry, anxious, confused, hopeful, and supported. And then she, Kate, lists, seven ways to be an ally and help fight anti-Asian racism. I just thought we could take a minute here and just acknowledge that this is happening. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it. That's very interesting that that happened to you just last night, that someone...
Yeah,
actually said I'm so sorry.
And there's a rally coming up too. I have to get that date on it. But my sister
was
telling me about it. I woke up to a message this morning saying there was a rally, and I was like, oh, hold on, I got to work.
I think what Sandra Oh said is actually very well put. As Bryn was saying, I wasn't sure if the violence was specific to COVID or specific to Asian people or just we are in a violent society in general.
Right.
But what Sandra Oh said, something, and I don't have the quote because you were reading it,
I've got it.
I don't have it in front of me, but it was something to the effect of, this is the first time as a community we have felt and gathered together and used our voice.
Right.
That's powerful to think
it is.
That, a community and
that they
has stayed
and
silent.
We didn't know exactly. I mean,
and never really gotten together on any subject. And that's great. It's,
right.
it's not for the right reasons, but.
No, but sometimes you got to look for the good that can come out of terrible situations, and the fact mm-hmm. that they can band together and share their experiences and
what did she say again?
For many of us in our community, this is Sandra Oh speaking in Pittsburgh. For many of us in our community, this is the first time we are even able to voice our fear and anger, and I really am so grateful for everyone willing to listen.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Not truly, cool that they need to.
But cool
very
that she
cool that they are.
Recognize that as a benefit of this mm-hmm. entire thing. Anyway, there's that. And Bryn, keep us apprised. I mean, if there's rallies and things of mm-hmm. that nature, that's why wouldn't we be talking about them? I have read that the Bay Area is the largest Asian settlement of peoples outside of Asia. Outside of Asia. That's it. This
California
is huge for our community.
California has huge Asian communities, huge, all the mm-hmm. way up and down the state. I grew up in Irvine where there's a ton of, I don't know how many Nuyans it's Win, right?
Mm-hmm. Win,
but
yeah.
we always called it Nuyan, and I grew up with 1,000 of them. Like, yeah. I mean, it's to me, it was normal. I didn't think anything of growing up with a bunch of Asian friends, but you find out when you move that, you know, oh, that's not every community isn't
quite
mixed.
So integrated. Right.
Right. Right.
Bad news for Biden. Look, I really want Biden to, he's old. Let's face it. That's it. He's old. He fell not once, not twice, but three times on his way up the stairs to Air Force One.
Oh.
I really did think.
Did you
don't
see
stop.
It? It wasn't that bad.
It's not that good either. He stumbles,
no, it's not
then he stumbles
good.
Again. Then he goes down on a knee. Then he's sort of standing there getting himself back together.
I was trying to think.
At the top.
Have you ever been, well, we all have at some point been watched as we're leaving somewhere or whatever, you know, like someone,
and
you're walking in your car.
And you suddenly forget how to walk. You're like, oh, I'm walking weird. I don't know how I normally
just,
walk.
In your own head, as you've fallen, not once.
Not twice,
but three times. In your head, you can hear yourself going, I could hear him, I should say, going, okay, one foot in front of the other. You can do this, Joe. One step.
He always
step.
Likes to hustle wherever he's going. Like, you know, he comes running, jogging out, and I'm always thinking, don't do it, Joe. Don't. Just walk. Well, just walk. And walking is fine. Walking's completely fine. So he's hustling up the stairs, and it just, he tries to keep on. I just thought, you know what? Look, watch him. Here he goes. And
he's wearing his dress shoes. I slip in dress shoes too.
Oh, two.
It's not that bad. Oh, no.
It's not that bad. It isn't.
He's down on his butt. His butt hits the ground.
You look up Gerald Ford. That guy hits the deck all the time. So this was nothing.
He was really quite accident prone. I just want him to be careful. And
there's
look.
A picture, there's a video of Gerald Ford walking into the limo, and he falls off the sidewalk and practically goes underneath the limo, like misses the, like, it's just, believe me, Joe's okay. That wasn't that bad. That's walking up carpeted stairs in dress shoes. Any guy would fall like that.
In my social studies class in, like, I don't know what grade I was in when Ford was the president. Probably fourth or fifth grade, we had social studies, and my teacher was talking about political cartoons. I guess because they were so funny about Ford at that point, like we'd see the Boston Globe every day, and even if nothing had happened to him, whenever they would show President Ford, he'd have like the cross bandages.
Slides down five stairs to the bottom. There he is. His wife's like, "What just happened?"
And thank you for not pulling me with you. We're laughing at video of our
Gerald Ford falling down
happens.
Hard metal
We're humans.
Stairs.
We're human beings. We're not. But I just have to say to Joe, you don't have to hustle, Mr. Biden.
Take your time.
Take your time. Exactly. Take it slow. We get it. You're feisty and spry. Luckily, we have Kamala waiting in the wings. Oh, boy. Please, just stay safe, Joe. Stay safe. Okay. I guess I'll squeeze this in. Is this wrong? Is it wrong? You want to answer first?
No, I really don't like when you do that to me. Every time I say it's wrong, you always say yes. I'm not prejudging. Maybe it's not wrong.
I actually don't think it's wrong.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll tell you that ahead of time. And it's not even really being posed as a question, but people are mad at Kylie Jenner because she's worth about $900 million or you know, maybe a billion, whatever. She's poor. A friend of hers needs help, and she's asking her followers to help them, which I don't know what her relationship is with this person, but she's not obligated to pay the medical bills for everybody in her circle, however wide out they are from this. She's just not, I don't think this is wrong, but people are trolling her. So she's getting dragged right now for this. Her former makeup artist, the guy's name is Samuel Rauda. He got into a major car accident and suffered a serious brain injury. He has immense medical bills already with plenty more on the way. So someone set up a GoFundMe and Kylie chipped in $5,000. And then she asked others to donate as well. Am I wrong? I don't think she's wrong.
So here's the thing. I think it's really easy from your comfortable chair with your cold drink and your phone to see that and snap judge it as, why don't you pay it? You can cover that with one flick of the wrist. sign a check and be done with it,
and
right?
And never notice it.
That's an easy thing to think, and I understand why people do that. Now, I've even thought that myself at times when you see a GoFundMe page put together by someone who you go, you can cover that. What are you doing? Why don't you just... But in retro, like when you have a second and you think about it, you realize nobody has to give money. You don't have to give. She's just putting it out there that if you have money and would like to help this person, and those GoFundMes have helped a lot of people.
They're great.
As tasteless... Whoa.
Goodness.
Did you hear
gracious.
That? As tasteless as they can seem, you're not obligated, A.
No.
And B, I'd love to hear from GoFundMe, who's never defended themselves in any of these situations, how much money have they raised and how much good have they done for people all around the world? Mm. I've seen people raise money for flood victims in Hawaii or... You know, there's all
fire
kinds of
victims
stuff.
Up north. I mean,
right,
I was
absolutely.
Trolling through looking for places to put
or
money.
A friend or, in the skateboarding community, they'll often do GoFundMes for the kid, some kid who got hurt. And they'll be like, he's in the hospital and that guy does not make money. Right. So here's what we can do to help him. Yeah, sure. You can sit there and say, you went skateboarding without a helmet and got yourself hurt. You don't deserve okay,
well,
mom,
you, and
fine.
You don't have to put
don't
any
give
money
him any
for
money,
it.
But for the people who do that sport and understand the culture, they are happy to give what they can. So, yeah, I don't think it's wrong.
I'm with you. I feel like she gave $5,000. That's generous. That's a lot of money. The debate is over whether she's a hero for helping to get the donations up, or is she selfish for asking other people to pony up? And frankly, I don't think she's selfish. She took... Her time is worth money.
Mm-hmm.
She gave $5,000. She used her
platform.
Outlet,
mm-hmm.
her platform, exactly, to ask others to give. They've raised over $100,000. So
that's
her
great.
Her followers are generous. I think mm-hmm. that
Bella Thorne. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it up there? She
I
also
did.
Donated $5,000. And other
yep.
stars probably donated too. He worked with a lot of celebrities, this makeup artist. And he's in trouble and she's... Look, down the line, maybe she does come up with more money. For, like $100,000 ain't paying for anybody's brain damage. It's just not.
Well,
that's
she might choose to pay that quietly because
right.
one of the mistakes, and I don't have a ton of money, so I can't really speak for people with tons of money, but I think one of the mistakes someone might make is to publicly hand out money. Because when you publicly hand out money,
everybody's
anyone
hand is
who
out.
Needs money will show up and line up at your front door. Like, you'll have a line out your front door.
Right.
I'm just trying
no,
to get to my
right.
car.
No, right. More money, more problems, Vin.
Right.
Yeah, so she's, who knows?
Nice
right.
Pull.
And frankly, she's a person who, at that amount of money, I'm sure she even has a Kylie Foundation, for God's sake. I mean, you know, these people with the billions of dollars, they can't give it away.
But people love to spend other people's money.
They
so
sure do. They sure
don't,
do.
Don't be surprised by it, and I'm not. And, I, you know, we've seen this, what was it, Queen Bee? Was
Beyonce.
Like taking a champagne bath or something
that's
like that.
That's exactly what popped in. That is
and,
so funny.
And
me
everyone
and you are so
is like,
on the same track.
You could save a million people with that money and you're just... It's her money and it's, she yeah. wants to bathe in it. Let her.
And she probably does save a million people.
Probably.
You know, what have you done,
right.
troll on your couch?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what Kylie Jenner did.
I've got a stat from GoFundMe.com.
Yes,
they
sure.
say they've Ooh. Raised over $9 billion. From more than 120 million donations that they've
wow.
Yeah, they do
so.
Good work, I think. And, you know, if people can give, then they do. And if you
what's,
can't, then zip it.
What's GoFundMe's cut?
It's like 2.something% is what I saw. Let's see.
So of the $9 billion.
Almost 3%, it looks like.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They're doing pretty good then.
Well, look,
they?
they're a centralized hub. They have their own operating expenses, and everybody's trying to make money. It's called... You know, capitalism. It's
no, I'm not against
it. Not
them.
Completely
I'm
wrong,
for
but
them.
But it does. You know, they probably. I'm sure there's places that take 10%. Sure, you can use our platform, and we take this much.
Mm-hmm.
So good on them. Actually, if that's mm-hmm. what they're taking, what's 3% of
$9 billion?
It's got to be a lot, right?
$15 billion.
I think it's $15 billion. Wow, they're doing great. Anyway, there's that, and I'm completely out of time. I tried to. I actually tried to
do
this fast, but we got going on it. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Spring break in Florida. What could go wrong?
Oh my, I can think of a few things.
That's it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.